way to rub it in there, buddy.
There's me thinking you were best mates. Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, we're here to discuss all things Apple for the next week, for the past week gone, not the next week, because there's no news. Well, there's no news this week either, but we won't let that stop us. We have a packed show for you. We have a fun demo coming up straight away from the top, and it might be said that Doc and Patrice could bust a blood vessel today. Yeah. Joining me, top team, absolutely top team. Start with the top left. Doc, how's it going, dude?
Dude, good. My brother. And I saved this for like 4 days because of you.
Is this a HomePod unboxing? HomePod mini unboxing?
Whenever you say dude.
Mate, don't keep us in suspense. Let's have it. Do it.
Wait till you introduce the rest of me lads.
No, player. Stuff them.
That was half New York, half UK.
They only come because they got no friends.
But Chuck got lots of friends. Yeah, he just comes to us because he's part of his community service.
And they're all here right now.
How many here? Because the pubs are shut.
Yeah,
the judge told Chuck, look, you have to go out to the community, find a couple old gits who are just kind of losing it, and I need you to, like, talk with them. Yep, that'll be your punishment for speeding.
We're like the old boys who actually don't like each other very much, but they carry on playing chess in the park every day. That's us.
Yeah. What was that movie with Lemon, Jack Lemon, and
it's like a grumpy old man film. I know.
Yeah. What is it called?
The guy with the nose. Walter Matthau. There we go. The guy with the nose.
Oh yeah, Walter Matthau. There you go.
Yeah, he was quality. Excellent. Now, all right, I'll introduce the rest then. Jesus, if I have to. Are you well though, dude?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. A fantastic week up in here.
Good. Jeffrey, how are you, mate?
I'm doing well. And clearly, I don't have the self-control that Doc has, because not only did I unbox my HomePod Mini, but I basically turned it into internet porn.
Good man. I saw,
I'll definitely agree with that.
You've posted more pictures in the last week than I've seen from you in about a year on Instagram.
Yeah, well, internet porn, what can I say?
I have to say, though, mate, optical reviews that constantly use Lego figures as a scaling option could catch on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it's the thing.
Yeah,
totally. And my feeling is if you're not using Lego minifigures in your product shots, you're failing.
Well, there could be a licensing issue there, to be fair.
It could be, but for all the times that I've done it, Lego has never reached out to give me a smackdown.
No, I'm talking about why other products don't do it.
Because they're just not as cool as I am.
They lack Jeff's innovation.
And Lego would sue the arse off them.
Yeah, well, clearly Lego likes me. And I can see why.
I love that fact. It's like, they don't kick the shit out of me legally, therefore they must like me. I like that thinking. That's good logic.
I live by this logic.
I'm going to use that now. With all the people that I think don't like me, I'm going to say, well, actually, they don't do anything bad, so they must like me.
See? The world's a better place already, isn't it?
Yeah. Talking to someone who likes me then on that basis. Patrice, how are you, missus?
Yeah, doing good. I had a medical conference this week, or a medical IT, like healthcare IT.
That you didn't fall asleep at?
I did not fall asleep at. I mean, there were some boring parts in between, but it was super interesting.
In between?
You could say it was on fire, and that's a joke that only people in the industry would get.
Well, surely that would be a physics conference.
No. It's a healthcare standard. FHAR.
I see what you did there.
Well, no, I was going to say, there's not a lot of fires in medicine, or there shouldn't be anyway. The last fire in medicine I saw was when the Joker blew up the hospital in Batman.
Well, I mean, you're right. There shouldn't be fires, but this fire is good, and it was very, very interesting. I mean, really long days, but it was really interesting. And I just basically wrapped up just before the show. I basically at 5 o'clock my time, stopped everything, clocked out, and yeah.
You actually had to clock out? You picked up a piece of paper and put it in a clock?
No, it's an online system.
Oh, you did clock out though, right? Okay, I got you. They watch you that closely, God. turn off the surveillance. It's time now.
No. It's nothing like that. I just run a script on my machine that just sends a request to our online system. That was it. So it was easy. But as I said, it was a good conference. Like a lot of international people, a lot of like good conversations.
This morning, I sat and watched because I sit down and watch, if I have my breakfast, I'll sit down and watch a couple of YouTube videos or something like that. And there was, you know, those wired ones where it's like expert breaks down driving scene, mm-hmm. expert breaks down. And this guy, they had this guy on who was an explosives expert who broke down 10 scenes from movies about the explosion. And he just went through every single one. And they did the Joker one where, you know, he blew up the hospital. And I was just like, it's a movie. It's not reality. It's escapism. It's the way you forget the real world. Give over.
I mean, that's what Mythbusters did, basically. I mean, they took a lot of a lot of movies and just, like, tried whether they could do it. And, I mean, we know that the explosions in movies aren't real. Like, I mean, that's very rare.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter because, like, it's not about realism in this case. It's about, is it fun? Like,
totally. Exactly it. Quite right. Next to him, that's the wrong line. That was Chuck a minute ago. Why is that not Chuck anymore? I don't know, but let's go to David Ginsburg. How the devil are you, mate?
I am doing well. My power decided to go out an hour before the show, but I was ready to be back here and came right on just before you started, so worked perfectly.
Well,
got my little guy here, which I'm real happy with.
You couldn't wait either.
I couldn't wait. I opened it already.
I'm not saying I would either, but that's not the point.
And I got my iPhone 11 or 12 Pro Max. Happy with that.
There's an awful lot of people. There's some hatred in the chat room for all of you, by the way, because none of them have got theirs yet. Windrider still waiting on their own party.
A couple days ago, I got the white one coming today.
Right, so you've ordered two. You're going to get two before some of the people in the chat room have got one.
Yeah. Well, I ordered it on pre-order day, so that's what happened.
You bloody Americans, you throw your money around, you think you own the world.
to add salt to that wound, when I ordered mine on pre-order day, I didn't get up early. At some point after I got out of bed, I thought, you know, I think I'm just going to go ahead and order one. And I did, and I was able to get one. And instead of paying for shipping, I did the free shipping, which means that I was going to get it at least a day after everyone else. And still, it showed up on the first delivery day for HomePod Minis. So free shipping, and I got it early.
Oh, man.
Did I tell you something? You can't even order them here in Austria.
Oh, no.
Germany gets them. Austria doesn't.
What is wrong with this world?
But that's because you guys have those cakes, the layer cakes, which is so good. You don't need a whole pot.
Okay.
Man.
I don't think that's a replacement for it. No. I mean, I wouldn't have ordered anyway because, like family stuff happening. And like, it's not, I'm not going to order something that I have to ship around the world again. So.
Okay.
I couldn't. Like, even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
If you want to know what Patrice needs, watch this space because he'll reveal more next week. Chuck, how the devil are you, mate?
I'm good. I disagree because I think the Batcave is real and I'm sitting in it.
Really?
It feels like it at times.
Just to be clear, you're so busy fighting crime that you had time to plaster the Batcave.
And well, you have to, you know,
and paint it paint it Magnolia. I mean,
Well, and especially, I mean, when I have all five, six of my friends here to come and, you know, visit it once a week.
Oh.
I feel certain. I mean, I have no other friends, so I got to make it look good for you guys.
You only want to know us for a painting party. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, come over. We'll have a barbecue. We'll have some beer. Oh, by the way, bring a paintbrush.
Yeah, exactly. The whole Tom Sawyer thing. Yeah.
Are you well?
I'm good. But I have to tell you, I don't have the willpower that some of these other guys do because I got my HomePods and there are HomePod Minis and they're already set up and in place and I'm not disconnecting them just to bring them here and hold them up.
Oh.
So.
Well, Doc,
you're second one.
You're going up even further in my estimation here. And last but by no means least, our man who knows everything about repairing Macs. And to be fair, you only come here because you get paid to. Callum, For my men, Max.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing,
man? And I do actually enjoy coming here as well.
Thanks, man. We love you,
highlight
too.
Highlight of my week.
We love you, too. That's because you get to go home early as well.
No, he just doesn't know why. He just enjoys it.
Yeah. No, it's always a good chuckle anyway, so,
Yeah.
No, it's been a good week at IMM, Max, so...
good. Yeah. We like that. I mean, at least you're here to give input rather than Chuck, who's just here to get entertainment from the rest of us.
I get a bit of both.
Right. Enough screwing around. Doc, get your overhead cam on.
I didn't set it up.
Oh, what? You're going to do an unboxing?
I can just do it like this. I had good camera. Oh, but wait. I got to switch to autofocus there. Hold on. There's 1 second. I don't like manual focus. I mean, I don't like autofocus.
I've got no choice because it goes off at the moment if I don't have it on.
I see a couple pod mics back there, too.
Yeah, are they like a giveaway?
No, I'm keeping them.
You've been sent them to do reviews.
I like my baby. Like
stuff, yeah, I'm keeping
them. This is for when the guests come or whatever, where we can finally have guests back in the studs. Okay, I'm pulling the little tab, which people knows about. I don't know why those other guys wouldn't wait for you. I thought it was a team.
You ordered three, though, didn't you? And that's just
I only ordered one to see if it was going to be good. And then now I'm mad that I only ordered one because now they're also hard to get again.
Yeah.
So
that looks
it's
nice.
Cool.
It's Apple-esque packaging.
UWeWe. HomePod UWeWe.
Okay.
That's cool. This is the drunk mini side. All right.
Not space gray.
Huh?
You went with the white instead of the space gray?
Yeah. Don't ask me why. I just thought it would look like a snowball. Now, I'm probably going to regret it because, it might get... My Emma will touch it with dirty little kid hands.
You live in Hawaii. Why do you want something that looks like a snowball?
So we can throw it. I mean, just think how much an AirPod Mini is going to... a HomePod Mini is going to hurt.
Well, yeah, the other thing about getting one that looks like a snowball is because I don't get to see snow, unlike, people that live in the forest named after William Penn.
Dude, global warming's coming. Yeah. Just
people that have a lot of
just
time.
Be patient, mate. You'll get it.
How's that new HomePod smell?
Well, I think that's called off-gassing, according to Chuck.
Oh, God, according to smell is so bad.
Jeff,
holy
yeah.
crap.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of brand new kicks from back in the day.
Trainers.
You know, yeah, that's right. You guys call it trainers.
It's the smell of the factory where Apple make it, where the little children sit on the floor.
Is that the same as iPad, Jeff? 18 watts? 29 watts?
Or 20 watts?
This is 20 watts.
Okay. All right. So will it come on if I just plug it into the computer?
No, I tested that. Actually... while you're doing that, I'll set up a live demo of what happens when you plug it into your computer.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Are you about to lose Skype or something?
Who? Me?
No, Jeff.
No, because I had a spare port.
I mean, the port should be able to
here we go.
Provide more than enough power.
Oh,
well,
it's a Bernie
son. It's the amperage, because this uses 2.2 amps, and... the iPhone chargers and stuff, they're 1.5 amps. Yes. This is what happens. You get a flashing
warning. Warning.
That's not enough power light.
So I
Danger, Will Robinson.
It's one of two things. You don't have enough power, or this is very interesting. You have a data transfer happening from your Mac to the HomePod Mini. So for now, that could be software updates. But since it can do data transfers, who knows what they might do in the future.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, Will
Has
Robinson.
Has anybody seen the Stargate TV show?
Sure. You know, the funny thing is a couple people have sent me photos. So, yes.
Yeah, it looks like one of those like grenade thingies. That,
that noise is kind of what?
Is it uploading all of your erotic tales?
Yeah. I mean, Jeff's rate, not mine.
Well, you might. You've probably got way better. But so his is flashing white.
It's a Baymax.
That means it's turning on and booting
and
up.
And a half with those erotic tails. No.
It looks like Baymax when he starts blinking. Jeff, I had a question. So Ruth, when it came on and you have a space gray one, does it glow gray or does it still glow white?
It still glows white.
Oh. See, come on, Apple, you gotta quite coordinate your
your boom screens.
But,
gray,
but the white does look.
You need to spend millions
on the darker HomePod.
You need to spend millions coordinated the screen that will only ever show once.
Oh, I just realized I wasn't going to do anything until I picked up my phone, but it's kind of dope that it just does that.
Instant pairing.
Yep.
Bring your home phone near the thing to restart setup. I'm already here, ding ding.
Yeah, that's wild how fast it happened.
Yeah,
done.
It was.
Is it done?
No, you have to tap setup and then
but it went away.
You have to like authenticate for your Apple Music account.
I canceled Apple Music.
Oh dear. Bob Beach is clearly clearly demonstrating he needs to get out more because he's typed in "I've seen every Stargate episode."
Have I?
No, I was waiting for my my one more month for the Apple TV one to go away, and then I'm going to do the one with the
bundle.
You know the fit what's the thing called? One
Fitness Plus.
One.
Bundle.
Huh?
Oh. Oh.
What'd you say, Apple Patrice? One?
Fitness Plus.
Jeff, it went away. That sucks. It said, let me set up your Apple ID, and then it went away.
Huh, okay.
I got to get the one that doesn't want to be right. You know what, you little baseball mother?
Try and
play. The dog's about to roll a slider.
Back in, you know, step one in troubleshooting, reboot.
It's about to be a snowball fight.
There is official teardown information as well. iFixit or someone like that have torn it down and said you can't remove the power cable. Although it's a JST type connector, it's got a block on the back of it that stops you from pulling it out through the housing. So it's pretty well secured in there. If you yank it, you aren't going to be pulling the cable out of its fixing very easily, which is good.
No, you just have a thermal detonator flying across the room.
Is that a euphemism? No. If you yank it?
Yanking.
That was kind of a problem with the bigger HomePods, that the cable was, I mean, it wasn't supposed to be detachable. You were not supposed to detach it at all. And you actually had to bring in your HomePod if it ever detached. But it could happen.
Is that a standard phrase at IMN Max when someone comes and says, the detachable cables come out and you go, it's not supposed to be detachable?
I haven't had too many of them, though. Mind you, I had a look at the last HomePod trying to fix it, and no. That's one of the few things where it's no.
Thanks. You're not interested in trying to fix HomePods?
You've got to cut material to get into it. And,
oh, no. Yeah, of course, yeah, the sleeve.
No, not for me. I don't do material. If it's got material, sorry.
Okay.
No,
wise words, mate. Wise words.
All right, let's talk about something while I figure out why this thing doesn't work.
Well, while you're trying to figure out how to start yours, we're going to go to Jeff, because Jeff has a little demo set up for us. Now, we're well aware of the fact that we are doing this on a crappy podcast, on crappy audio, and it's not going to sound perfect. But Jeff has arranged for a HomePod Mini to play something, and then the same song is going to be played on his HomePod, and then the same song is going to be played on his large Amazon Echo, so we can't hear the quality of the sound, but we can hear the relative quality of the sound.
So here's the awesome thing. I unplugged this so that I could plug it into my Mac, because I'm going to have to plug that back in. And I realized that the Echo is not close enough to be any good. So I need to go grab the Echo real fast.
Okay, so we'll just fill time while Jeff
I'll be right back.
Goes and prepares for the thing that he prepared earlier.
Well, I got one we can fill time on that I'm curious about. Now that all the reviews are out and all of the people that was talking mad smack basically have to go and eat their underwear, What are your guys' thoughts on the M situation?
The M situation, is this like a...
Last week, everybody was like, oh, it's not going to work. It's going to need 16 gigs and not enough, and blah, blah, blah. And Dave Hamilton was using the thing, 8 is enough. And then, you know, like I was telling people from my two presentations on the network and just on Twitter and just in Facebook and just in, you know, my YouTube videos and stuff like that, I was telling everybody, you really have to erase the fact that you are basing stuff off of Intel capabilities. And you're going to have to understand that this is completely new. It's almost like it's a different language. You have to imagine that it's Patrice speaking to me in German, because I'll be like, I got like 8 words that I know that he knows, she knows, because I repeat them to Jerome and Patrice and Topher constantly, because that's the only 8 I know. But other than that, I don't know Jack. So like when you're picking up a new language, right, it's completely different. Nothing that you know makes any sense. No context makes any sense, whatever. But nobody wanted to hear that. And now the reviews come out and yeah, it's badass. And imagine, this is the weakest M that will ever exist. And it's badass. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing is, I mean, if you really look at the technical side of things, there are some limitations, and they're like, I mean, if you know like about chip design or whatever, they're obvious. But even with those limitations in the devices that Apple released them, which are clearly the lower spec tiers. I mean, you can tell that like it's the MacBook Air, it's the lower tier Mac Mini. It's not even the higher spec ones. That one is still Intel. Let's say best device is the 13-inch MacBook Pro, which isn't the biggest and best MacBook Pro ever. You see some limitations, but it beats most devices out there. It beats almost all Apple's Macs, like no matter the spec. It's very few. I think in some instances the Core i9s and the Mac Pros and the iMac Pro and definitely the Mac Pros are still better, but it's fairly close in that area as well. But it beats almost everything out there, and I mean, the tests are not perfect. It doesn't tell you a lot of things like RAM usage and like power consumption and so on. Like a lot of stuff that is more, that is more software design than actual hardware design. It doesn't tell you that. There's also some optimization going on macOS.
I think the performance thing, though, is a byproduct. Sure. I think the real benefit of this chip is probably more to do with temperature and mostly to do with battery. And if you look at a lot of stuff, there was a test this week I looked at that was interesting. And I don't believe for one second that Apple designed it for Zoom, given the start of the year that we've had. But they're saying that the battery life on Zoom is excellent compared to other MacBook Pros. That's the real benefit. It's got nothing to do with performance. Well,
I would say the battery life is almost the byproduct, because it comes from the mobile side. Like it was a mobile chip originally.
No, but the reason that they pursued it is
most people are going with the fact that Apple was working on the battery life and they got the battery life, and then when they started messing with it, they realized the performance was actually the one that was going to win. But most people are in agreement with Ewan that it started out from battery life first, and then the performance was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Holy crap.
Didn't expect that. Especially the Rosetta part. That's the other thing that everyone says, that was probably more of a happy accident.
Yeah, but the as I said, because it was a mobile chip, that was kind of already there and was an accident. Like it wasn't an accident in a sense, because they designed the mobile chips obviously to be very battery efficient, because they had to. And I think the most surprising thing is that like the whole discussion so far has been about which side is Apple going to prioritize, battery life or performance, and now we're seeing actually doing both.
Yeah.
They have amazing battery life and have crazy performance at the same time.
But if you've got a mobile computing platform, if you've got a mobile computing platform, what you're going to develop for is battery life more than performance.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fringe benefit.
And that's what they did.
Now, Apple have settled the iPhone throttling case. for $113 million. So everyone gets $4.50 out of that class action. But Windrider's put something in the chat room here. He's put down, there is definitely throttling of air performance under sustained usage compared to the Pro. And that's the thing whether that throttling is, I think that throttling is going to be done as, oh, well, we had to throttle it because otherwise it would get too hot. Because of the lack of ventilation. But I would have thought actually that Atla probably throttling it just so that they don't get better performance because of the fact that. I think so.
There was an interview with some Apple engineers.
Who would say the party line, but yeah, go on.
No, because and they're right. They said, and like so far what all the teardowns have shown seems to be true. There is no throttling. The only throttling that happens is, and that happens in all devices, is thermal throttling and power throttling as well. And that's the big difference. So you can clearly see when, even on the MacBook Pro, there is throttling happening, but it happens at a different point, happens at a different temperature, because you have the active cooling. So you can sustain the maximum power at the same time. But from like I said, all the reviews I've seen, all the like, really in-depth reviews, there is no, like the power is there until it hits that like upper limit of
thermal brick wall
temperature. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then it throttles down. And that's the difference, because the MacBook Air, there's no fan, so it can't go any further than that.
Mm. I would say it's almost certainly thermal related. I think if you've got a Mac Mini that has a fan in it, and you've got a MacBook Pro that has a fan in it, I think almost certainly, if it's going to be throttling, it's going to be to do with the thermals in it. I'm not sure if it's probably the best call to not have a fan in it. I don't know.
All well and good, but look me in the eye and tell me there's not going to be a class action.
Oh, of course there will.
Exactly.
It won't go very far, but
they've just paid out $113 million. On a class action for throttling that was a bullshit class action anyway.
And it was. I mean, that's one of those that just made me angry when I saw this, because Apple will tell you. I mean, they came up with an explanation. And if you want to believe it's spin, okay, fine. But it made perfect sense. Would I rather have my iPhone throttled, or would I rather have it dead? You know, of course, I'll take the throttled every time. You know, that just made perfect sense. And yet, you know, they sold somebody on this. And frankly, Apple probably just figured that, you know, the settlement is a lot cheaper than going through the hassle and the cost of litigating. And so fine, just 100%. Pay them, get it off the books and move on.
Most
companies are not couldn't afford to just throw that out the window. They actually can. They made every cent of that back in the middle of the sentence of how much it was going to cost them. So, yeah, it was probably just a nuisance thing. And I hate when nuisance lawsuits win, because it sets, you know, precedents, and then people keep coming back, and then more stuff comes up. And we have been in this kind of loop ever since I spilled hot coffee on my vajayjay when I was like 80 years old. Like, I didn't know coffee was hot. And ever since that lawsuit, we have got nothing but dumb lawsuits. Oh, there's not as many cherries in this pie as it says on the box. that was just whack.
Yeah.
I just love that subtle link between vaginas and cherries. Jesus.
Yeah. I didn't even think
about you should have saved that just before the sponsors read, like we normally do.
Don't worry, we'll come up with something else.
And somewhere in that settlement, you know, this is the thing that never gets reported. Somewhere in that settlement, there's a statement, I guarantee you, that says, you know, Apple does not acknowledge that it throttled this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just, here's the money, but we don't acknowledge we did anything wrong, or we didn't do what the allegation said, but here's 115 to go away.
Take your $4.50, go buy yourself a Miller Lite and bugger off.
Now, like you said, the lawyers are making out like bandits with this whole lawsuit. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
And yet the public never figures this out, that the only people that make out are the lawyers, and yet they sign up for the class actions in droves. And to Ewan's point, you know, you get enough for a beer or a cup of coffee. But meanwhile, the attorneys are buying Teslas.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. At least, not just
Tesla, and then the irony is they have to be part of a class action lawsuit because their Tesla doesn't work right.
And it's been throttled.
Good point.
Oh, that's meta, Jeff.
Good point. Yeah. Coming back to the M1 MacBook Air, the only thing that Apple does, it sells the lower spec one with one disabled GPU core.
That was from binning.
There's going to be a hack for that.
That's binning, but that is something that Apple decided to do. It's not like, I mean, they said, okay, we have a lower price point, and we have to differentiate it somehow. So, well, GPU it is.
There's going to be, there's going to be a hack or a workaround for that or something.
The brain's already worrying.
I doubt it because from what we've heard, there's a binned CPU, so they wouldn't work properly anyway. I mean, maybe you can squeeze out a little bit more, but it's not going to be
much. Mate, if there's 1 megabyte extra or 1 cycle extra to get out of that CPU, mate, they will get it. You know, the hacking community will do it. You know it.
That's true.
Okay, that's the entire week's news. There is no more.
I think another one that was kind of a crazy one is the amount of applications that no one expected to work that actually work, you know, with the Rosetta, because again, that was part of the big conversation. Well, you remember the last time, nothing worked forever. And so people were throwing the hardest stuff at it and it would work. Now we will just ignore iOS apps and how crappy that move is. We're going to skip that one for right now. We'll come back to that later, but I'm super impressed at the amount of applications that should definitely not work, that just straight up work.
Well, but do bear in mind here that I'm on a webcam, dude, because my intensity shuttle's not working because the Blackmagic haven't issued the update for Big Sur yet. So technically, I know I'm not blaming Apple, but technically my thing is broken because of Big Sur.
So here's the one thing that's weird about the intensity shuttle, because I have one, but I don't use it anymore because I know better. When the new stuff came out that doesn't require drivers, I immediately stopped using my old stuff that required drivers, because in the Mac world, drivers always suck, always have, always will. So when I dropped my intensity shuttle probably 3 years ago, when we started getting devices that would just straight up plug and play, I loved it. It was quite expensive at the time, but I figured I got my use out of it. And yeah, just anything, if I see something that says, oh, you need a driver, no, I'm not buying it. Because for some reason, those guys who write the drivers, when it comes time to updating drivers for Apple, even though Apple gives you a metric F ton of warning, they never do it. And it's always music equipment and video equipment, like what the Apple is kind of made for.
Yeah, I was sitting thinking the other day about, you know, when you had printers and scanners, etc., you always had the Twain drivers, and that, you know, that was the universality of what happened with OCR and printing in the end. And then I thought about, why don't they do that for video? And then I thought, no, they can't. There's too many formats. There's too many output formats, and there's too many resolutions. It wouldn't work. So,
but it does work because there's so many devices that don't use drivers anymore.
Yeah.
But it's built into the device. The device figures it out.
Yeah.
And it's made by Blackmagic. So it's just that the intensities, it was predates that.
And it was cheap.
Huh?
And the intensity was cheap, which was relatively
well,
cheap.
Well, in comparison to what it used to, what things like that used to cost, yeah. Now that stuff is super cheap. So, you know, when I first got the CamLink, I was like, yo, I'm going to use $120 CamLink opposed to what was my $600 intensity Thunderbolt. And because that USB 3 CamLink smokes that old Thunderbolt one, and it can handle 10-bit video. I'm like, what? For $120, no drivers, done. The Blackmagic went out the window.
Yeah, so. I've got a Canon 100D in the cupboard, in the safe, that I never use. And it shoots really good video. I was really, the stills are crap, but the video was always all right. And I bought it because I wanted it to go on a boom, because I wanted it to be light. And I thought, I'll set that up. But I haven't tried it with the webcam, the Canon webcam for DSLR. I'm thinking it could work. But
yeah, it'll work good. We have one for Sony 2, same thing. And then strangely enough, they came out with webcam for Mevo. So if you happen to have an old Mevo laying around, you could actually turn that sucker on and just put it anywhere. So actually I could have set up my overhead camera with the Mevo. Now I think about it, But yeah, so Canon and Sony both drop webcam utilities, and they're pretty amazing, the amount of quality that comes out. I actually posted a video on my YouTube channel talking about streaming without a capture device, just using the HDMI utilities. I'm sorry, the USB utilities from the companies. And yeah, so I would just whip that sucker out this weekend. You know, grab yourself a pint, whip it out, set it up. You'll be amazed. It's pretty
good. I'll tell
the
wife I'll be whipping it out this weekend. Superb. apps for customizing iOS 14 home screens are on 15% of US iPhones. And I guarantee you that most of those people don't have any pubic hair. My son and daughter have latched on to the idea of customization of their iOS 14 life, and they are customizing the shit out of their phone. Ellis has got different statements that come on that he's recorded. There's for different power settings, when it switches on, when it needs charging, when it gets to 20%. The customization, the kids have gone mental over customization. And why Apple haven't done it before, I've no idea.
Well, it's funny because you said that, and the person who recommended Widget Smith on this show is Jeff,
who has no pubic hair.
How do you know?
You've seen those photos?
That's more than I want to know.
Dude, you never got any pants on. It's bloody obvious.
There are no pants.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize the correlation.
Huh. Yeah, how do you keep it warm in Boulder with no pants and no protection?
Dude, you can say pubic hair. It's a real word. It's like science.
Okay, man forest.
Yeah. Now, when it gets cold out, you just get a muff and put it on.
Muffin's a different word, mate, in the UK. Muffin is a completely different word in the UK.
Yes, I know
that.
Yeah, anyway.
You used to be a professional muff driver.
I can't say that. I'm going to bleep that now. Apps customization, though, seriously, it's been a big oversight. Apple should have done this a long time ago.
Totally agree.
I would love, and I've said this for years on this show, I really, really want to have a CarPlay for my phone so that when I get in the car and I start to move, all of the icons change and all it's got is, right, answer a call, big frigging button in the center of the phone that I just have to dab the screen. I haven't got to even look at it. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Because my car's older enough that I can't answer off the steering wheel or anything. I have to touch the phone to get it to work. But, you know, that ability to get a completely customizable interface that's contextual is absolutely brilliant. Well done, Apple, eventually. But I'm sorry, you should have done it before.
Yeah, I'm amazed you're right that they never did it before either. That's kind of crazy. And the amount of people that jumped on it, like you said, is quite amazing. And it's funny because, like, I think, you know, I'll say I used to take a poke out of the Android users for thinking that was such a big deal. Then when you get it, you're like, whoa, that's actually pretty good. That's actually really sick. And I like your idea about the CarPlay.
Yeah.
Just go on YouTube. Watch. There's these, like you said, these young kids creating these videos. And I can't believe all the customizations that they're doing. I mean, yeah, it's cool and all, but I'm just so used to the core icons. I haven't really dabbled in it much.
But I think that's the thing is with customization like that, I think in your own mind, if you're of a mind where you're like, okay, I'm willing to play for a few weeks and see what works, what doesn't work, I think you are aching for your workflow within your phone to change, and certainly for it to change contextually. It'd be fantastic if you could have like a home screen, which is normal use, and then you could go to a CarPlay screen, and then you could go to a gym screen, you know, and each screen had multiple functionality that maybe overlapped with the previous screen, but it was contextual. That would be superb.
I don't know if anyone else had this. I'm a bit the opposite with it. So when widgets came out, I really struggled to find a place to put them on the home screen because I was so used to what my home screen was and all my pages, and I knew everything. I knew where everything was with muscle memory, and I still do struggle to get a widget in because I like the idea of having them, but it's not. But everything's where it's meant to be. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But
No, you're not alone. I mean, when I had to restore from my backup, my backup failed. That was a whole longer story from my 11 to the 12 Pro Max, and I had to, you know, basically reconfigure everything. So yeah, it took a little time putting it the back the way I had it, and you got muscle memory, just remembering where everything was and how you had it set up. It's hard.
Yeah.
Man, the level of elasticity that just died in the 22-year-old is scary. You're supposed to be okay with this.
No, I'm not.
You're in a good group of old nasty men then to cope with that. And although she's a woman, deep down, Patrice is an old nasty man as well. So, deep down. Chuck, you were going to say something there, mate.
I think it's interesting if you reach back into the earlier days of the Mac OS. I mean, there were all kind of crazy utilities to, you know, customize the Finder windows, pink and green and purple, and, you know, set up your desktop so it rotated, you know, once every 2 minutes, and, you know, play set system sounds that you recorded off TV that you thought were cool. I mean, I think it was like the days of getting fonts, you know, when you first got fonts and you tried to use every single font in your system on one piece of paper. And, you know, then eventually you say, okay, this is just not worth the time or the hassle, except for those things that maybe really it did make sense to you that added a genuine value that wasn't just cool. And I think that's where we are right now with this customization thing. Although I really like the idea of what you just said, you know, a screen, if you will, for, you know, getting in the car if you don't have CarPlay, the actual Apple service application, or go to the gym or, you know, whatever. I think that'd be brilliant. And it's just a matter of time before somebody comes up with that within an app.
But I think things like customization generally, and when I've come across customization in the past, it tends to be like throwing a set of magnets at a fridge. Some of them are going to stick and some of them aren't. You've just got to chuck them all on there and then eventually you go, no, delete that, delete that, delete that. I'm not using that. But that is a lifesaver. I'm never changing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Are we ready for our demo, Jeff?
Sure.
Right, here we go. We've got a demo coming up. And what we're going to do is have a comparative play of the... What should we start with? HomePod, the Amazon Alexa?
Sure. Okay. And what song are we going to play?
You just play a good volume, Eagles Live, Hotel California.
All right, sounds good.
That's the one that Bose always used to play. To demo this.
Let's see if we can get the microphone at a better position for that.
Okay, so we've got to have it at exactly the same position, and we're going to play the Amazon Echo, the large one. We're going to play the HomePod, and then we're going to play the HomePod Mini. So we're not doing a quality test. We're doing a comparative quality test. Go ahead, mate. You're off.
Sounds good. Alexa, play Hotel California Live.
Hotel California Live by Eagles on Amazon Music.
And Jeffrey, you put on some pants.
Too late.
We could do with some music, really, on this. Maybe I picked a bad track. Okay, pat that in for a second there, Jeff. Can you get it to play Hotel California without the screaming in the background? Because that's the only thing that's killing it. Hello, Jeff?
Can I hear you because the Eagles is...
Hello, Jeff?
A pause.
Jeff's into it.
Jeff, can you just play Hotel California then? Because the screaming's the thing that's killing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
was... thing is, while it's playing, the audio that I'm hearing from you starts cutting out.
Yeah, okay.
Alexa, play Hotel California.
Hotel California by Eagles on Amazon Music.
See, even at 80 kilobits a second via Skype, that's actually not bad at the base, is it?
Yeah, that's not bad. Well, for me, I mean, it's right in front of me.
Mm-hmm. They don't sing quickly in this song, do they? I forgot that bit. Okay, so let's go on to the home part.
Alexa, pause. All right, so now...
we don't know it's going to be the same version, but yeah, let's go for the HomePod.
All right, so HomePod in the same position. Hey Siri, play Hotel California in the living room.
Now playing Hotel California by Eagles in the living room.
I'll edit some of this out.
Whoa.
Much better.
Yeah, there's a lot more bass in there. And I'd say there's probably a bit more dynamic range totally.
Yeah, I can really feel the bass through the desk. It's nice.
Doc's got the match, the lighter out. Okay, yeah. Right, now here's the big test. HomePod hey, Mini. Pause. So now
on my end, I could hear a lot more of the
No, that came over. Action. That came over.
It came over, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the flashback, it's taking me back to, I might need to go roll up one real quick, because that was like 12th grade.
Well, that gets the ganja. Let's try the HomePod Mini.
Hey, Siri, play Hotel California in the office.
Hotel California by Eagles now playing.
Oh, Jesus, Siri, play on the right place.
Unplug the, you can, because apparently you can pull the power cord out of the HomePod.
No, it's playing from the right place. It just spoke to me from the wrong one.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I'm surprised at how much of the bass I can feel on this speaker, too.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, pause.
So when the original HomePod came out, James Rickards, who used to come on the show a lot, he bought two and brought them down here. And we did a side-by-side test of the Echo versus the HomePod versus a Sonos One on its own versus a Sonos One in pairs at stereo, and then against a Sonos 5 and then my reference monitors that are in here, which are a grand apiece. Not surprisingly, the reference monitors won. But... the thing that was interesting was that the HomePod was a little better than the Sonos One, perhaps, but they were kind of comparable. When the Sonos went into a pair, as a stereo pair, hands out, they killed the HomePod. Nothing touched the 5 apart from my monitors. But the Echo was definitely the lowest of all of those. And I think in that test we've just done there, that felt like the Echo was the lowest one. And actually, the quality of the Echo is not bad.
Yeah, the quality of the Echo is very nice, but compared to HomePod, I mean, it's not a fair comparison. And compared to HomePod Mini, it's surprising how good the sound is from the HomePod Mini, just when you look at the size comparisons, because there are more speakers in the Echo.
I'm very happy with the sound that I get out of my Echo here in the office. I love the audio that plays. There's nothing wrong with it at all. But there's no question in my mind that the HomePod, and that yours is the big Echo. We're not talking an Echo Dot or anything, is it, are we?
Right, but this is the big Echo.
Yeah, that's the one I've got here, and I'm very happy with the noise out of that. But I would say that the Mini is better than that from what I've just heard straight away. Anyone else? Mm.
No, I agree. But Ewan and Jeff, are you talking about the big, tall, you're talking about the big, tall Amazon device?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I thought that's what you were comparing.
That's the best quality speaker that Amazon have, I guess.
Mm. The thing about the HomePod is you can't play that thing at anything above, I don't know, 20%. Not because the quality is not good, but because it's so freaking loud.
Well, we played them all at full volume in here, and nothing clipped. Not even the Echo clipped. They were really good.
Did you have earplugs in? Because, like, I mean, I used three HomePods for our wedding, and I played it at like 25%, and that was already pretty low.
Yeah.
And that was like a massive space.
Well, we've got, I've got Muller gave me his Apple stereo here, and we've had my iPhone 3GS in that, and that has played, and it is, the sound quality of that is stunning. I was so impressed with it.
Sad when mine died. It's kind of funny. We used to have it set up in our store right next to our audiophile gear that we would sell, and people would be like, wow, that's pretty amazing. Like, it's not the same. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm not going to sit here and say that. But the people were still impressed for what it was, at what it sounded like. We had the original one and then the blimp one. And when the original one died, I was sad because that had the connector, and then the blimp one died after. But, yeah, they lasted a while. My dad kept rewiring it and trying to get it to work.
Right.
But, yeah. It's a great device.
Davey's dropped off the call. I think he's probably taking a call, which is why we've got him missing there. Yeah, no, I was quite impressed there, Jeff. Actually, I was quite prepared to be quite sceptical about the HomePod Mini, but actually that's been really good. And interestingly enough, your little cues there, we should have put a warning on that before we started it. Apparently, Bob Beach, my HomePod has just started playing Hotel California.
you're welcome, everyone.
And then for the iPod Mini test, he said it played my iPod Mini in the living room. I'm in my office. So it didn't get the I'm in the office thing, but it heard it from the feed.
That's interesting. Yeah, and see, I assigned rooms to each of these so that I could just direct commands to specific HomePods. And it's kind of funny that it played someone else's HomePod, even though it didn't correspond with the room that I specified.
Yeah, so Bob Beach has also put, my stereo HomePods sound better than stereo play ones. And I've just said that I think the HomePods probably just edged the play ones. There was a little bit more dynamic range perhaps in the ones, but the bass was better in the HomePod. So I would say that in a pair, they probably would just, but it would be very close, very, very close.
I think based off that, I think I've probably just brought a HomePod Mini as well.
Oh, no!
So thanks, Jeff.
Well, the good thing is you won't get it till February. So.
No, but I'm looking at some AirPod Pros at the minute as well, so I think they're going in the basket as well. So,
because you're not American, you won't get it before February.
So. Yeah, there you go.
You and one thing that I tried, excuse me, was HomePod in the living room, HomePod Mini here in the office, and there is a door that connects the two, and then playing music with the everywhere command at the end. So, you know, I could say, mm-hmm. Hey, S Lady, play Hotel California everywhere. And then all of my HomePod devices would start playing. wow, excuse me.
Bless you.
And the sound is really good, even though they're not speakers that you can pair. When you're using them together to fill sound in a space, I mean, it worked really well, and it sounded really good.
I still don't know why you cannot get ceiling brackets for home speakers. It makes no sense to me that there are nowhere. There's virtually nowhere. I've searched, and I can't find ceiling brackets for them because these things.
I got an idea.
Hung upside down.
I see them for Sonos.
Oh, mate, these things hung upside down on the ceiling. No, Sonos. I don't want Sonos. I'm talking about the home, you know, the intelligent speakers.
I got an idea for you.
Create the company.
No. So listen, in the Okinawan fishing community, which is kind of pervasive here in my father-in-law, they have these little net bags. They're small and they're hand macrame, so to speak, and they're beautiful. And they hold glass float balls that the Okinawan fishermen use in order to, you know, keep their nets at a certain height. And so much so that these hand-blown glass fish balls, when they blow up on the beach and people keep them, now some stores have figured out that they're dope, and so stores sell them literally for $400 or $500. But just go get the net for the net ball, and they come in various sizes because you need various size floats for different types of fish. And you can get that little bag from, like, any sort of beach-oriented store or any Japanese store, and literally put it in a little net, because that way the sound won't change and it won't be vibration and buzzing and stuff, because it's a beautiful cotton, you know, like hand woven type thing, and they're gorgeous. And literally just hang it from the ceiling like old macrame plant hangers.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I've just Googled ceiling bracket HomePod and there is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Everything wants to stick them on the wall and on surfaces, on poles, but no one has made anything to and if based on the quality of that HomePod mini that I've just done, that I've just heard there, I would be like, okay, I definitely want a HomePod mini. And the thing that's interesting is they've all got screws that go into the base of the HomePod, so why hasn't some idiot thought about turning it upside down and sticking it on a ceiling? It would make so much. You just have it in the corner of the room, or you'd have it in the center of the room. It would be great.
I'm guessing it's because it's too heavy. Like the HomePod isn't exactly light.
It's not. So. Yeah, but it's not. We can put a man on the moon.
The thing is, the screw has to hold it, and like you don't want to break it off or something.
I mean, the only thing too you've got to worry about is where to plug it in too, depending on where you suspend it.
Well, funny enough, there's lights up there that have got power on them, so you can soon make a socket off those.
Yeah, I mean, if you can put up like standard speakers, like, I mean, those exist for the ceiling, then you can figure out a way to get the HomePod up there.
I love the fact that the Americans come up with an electrical safety commission discussion on the show. Good grief. I mean, you got two prongs.
The people that we just can't have power running on a regular basis.
You got two prongs, no earth, a socket that you can stick your fingers in, and geez. And you're telling me about electrical safety. I'm proud of you, Mr. Ginsburg. I'm proud of you, mate.
It's because you guys rain all the time, so you need that extra one.
So the reason there's an earth on UK sockets is because of rain.
I was just making it up, dude. It's just a joke. Relax.
Mate, that's the show title right there, because the hate mail that I'm going to get.
Oh, God, no.
Now, I'll add one thing about sound quality. I've only had the Mini for a couple days. I have two HomePods set up next to me right now, and I also have a Sonos Move. So I got quite a comparison with sound. And I'm telling you, this HomePod Mini, for its small size, is just incredible for its sound. I mean, I cranked some Van Halen and then cranked it. It was just phenomenal. Mm. Obviously, I got the Sonos Move, and I got the HomePods paired, and that itself was are really good as it is, but... Wow. I mean, for $100, you just really can't beat this HomePod Mini.
The Eruption solo has got to be a good test, surely.
It was. That's what I played.
Yeah, because that's got a real good dominant.
I want to bring one other thing up, too, because I've got two of them as well. And I have them stationed at opposite ends of the house with HomePods with regular HomePods in what you would consider the middle. Play the same thing across the board on all of them, and you can walk the length of the house. There is no phasing, there's no distortion, there's no delay, there's no, they're all playing the same thing at the same time, no matter how far apart. And so it just means that I get to hear whatever I'm trying to listen to the whole way through the house, moving back and forth. I mean, that was one of the tests I did, and it's like, this is phenomenal.
Doesn't
they finally fix that issue?
No, I was gonna say, doesn't every smart speaker play with a 0.7 second delay? Because of data transfer.
It's different for different devices. Like it has, like that's the thing. Like not every.
No, but they've got buffering built in. They've all got buffering built in, so that they play slightly less.
I do see delays with the if you're playing like something off YouTube from your Mac, there definitely is delay. You watch the video, it's way off. But music in itself, I haven't seen much of a delay.
No, that's the point is it's buffering at 0.7 of a second so that it can make sure that it plays the same amounts, whereas your Mac is playing it in real time and the buffer then's kicking in between that and the speaker.
Right.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The 0.7 second buffer does not matter. If that is only there so you don't get interruptions. The issue is that you have to synchronize the play, because if one HomePod gets it, or one device, like one speaker in general gets it, I don't know, 0.1 seconds later, and the other one gets it 0.2 seconds later, and they all buffer 0.7 seconds, then you will not play at the same time. Like, because the 0.7 seconds is just the window, basically.
Yeah, fair point.
I have not had any of that. It's just, I mean, it's a pleasant experience. That was one of the reasons I wanted this, was to be able to do the whole home thing a la Sonos, but within the Apple ecosystem, and this delivers, period.
See, again, think of my ceiling mat here. You can stick them under the eaves of your house and play it in your garden, and then they wouldn't get wet. Ceiling, yeah, tell you what, ceiling. I need to invent a ceiling mount. I'm going to go to 12 Seth after this, and we're going to do a ceiling mount together.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a call.
This sounds like a great Kickstarter for you.
Actually, yeah, because that's brilliant. I don't have to actually produce anything then, do I? I just say, I've got a ceiling mount for a HomePod. Take everyone's money, Bahamas. That's what everyone else does, isn't it? This podcast and all the rest is brought to you in association with TSO Host. They're great. We've got all our shows on there. We've got oodles and oodles of shows that you can listen to. Some of them are gone now, but that's because of the fact they were really embarrassing and I was drunk and stuff like that. But we've got an awful lot there. They're a great hosting firm. You can buy domain names from them, VPS, VPN. They've got a really great deal at the moment on dedicated servers, so you can go to them, and I think it's £85 for a massive dedicated server for you. They're really superb. All you've got to do is put in BTN20 as your offer code, and you get 20% off your basket. But that is not what they want. What they want from the BTN army, all of you guys out there listening, is to get yourself on the Twitters and go, thanks at TSO Host for supporting at British Tech. That is it. That's all you've got to do. Get yourself on every social platform that you can and thank TSO Host for looking after us. And that would mean worlds to them. They would really, really enjoy that. And you've got to do that, because otherwise, if we lose these guys, we go off the air. We cannot afford the bandwidth that we consume. You've got 16 to 20,000 people listening to this show. 6,000 people listen to the new show daily with Carl Swagger. And you've got about 12,000 people listen to the big show. So that's more than we can manage to pay for. IMN Max as well are great supporters of this network. We love them. Anything with an Apple logo on it, they will fix it, apart from a HomePod, because there's material, and Callum's scared of material. It's like a phobia thing with the material. Yeah, I'm sure. Like a clown thing, but with the material.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything will fix at all. And we're talking component level repairs. So if you go to Apple and you've got your legacy device and they go, sorry, mate, not doing it, IMN Max will do it. And if you go to Apple and they go, complete new logic board, if you go to IMN Max, they'll probably go, a couple of small components maybe, which we might have in stock, and it'll be a much, much cheaper job. They also do refurbished machines. You can take in your own machines and get a new SSD, a bit extra memory, that kind of stuff, and walk out with what feels like a brand new machine on the other side of it, and data recovery as well. Now, Callum, have we got any machines of the week? What's the current deals that are running?
We've got lots of iPads in, so we've got lots of iPad Air 2s, lots of iPad Pro 12.9-inch models, so everything we've got is on our website, so if you go to IMN Max, have a quick look. Everything is on there, and if you mention BTN, you'll get 5% off. As I said, lots of iPads. So,
AirPod 2's perfect for kids for Netflix and that kind of stuff, and some of the learning programs.
Absolutely, yeah. Every iPad we sell runs the latest iOS and will do for the next few years. So they're all future-proof. They'll come with a nice six-month warranty. So, we'll definitely look after you.
Cool. If you've got any old kit lying around that you don't use anymore and you're thinking it's just taking up drawer space, have a word with Callum and the boys down there, and they'll give you a price for it. Send it in, because the components that are in it, or the item itself, might be valuable to them. So Ian Lewis has done that, sent them a shipping label. He sent it in, and then they paid him within 2 hours what it was worth. So superb. Right, here we go. Time for the cool things. And Doc, you're starting us off. And you're on mute.
Yeah, because what's her face over here? Little Olaf started making noise while Cal was talking. Anyway, I told you guys about this the other day. It finally came out. It finally shipped. It landed in the house yesterday.
Another unboxing. Two unboxings.
Huh?
Two unboxings in 1 week.
Yeah. Pop it out here. Look, I want to show you how dope this is. This looks... Lady? Okay. Are you done?
Mate, you know she's not like your wife. You can't ignore her.
Okay, so this thing right here is so incredible that, look, you just give it a pop, and it comes on. Of course, I said that. It's not coming on.
Doesn't it have to be plugged into a light socket?
No, that's the reason why it's dope. But I can't open the app right now because S lady wants me to finish talking to her, so come back, please. Because I can't get to the app on the phone because S lady wants to hear me say, what can I do?
No? Should we come back to you?
Hey, technology.
That's what I just said. Come back, please.
Okay. Jeffrey, what have you got, mate?
Well, considering no one has picked it yet, let's go HomePod Mini.
Oh.
This thing is the bomb.
None of the rescuers can pick it because it's not, either not been delivered or they don't ship to it.
Yeah. It's sorry, gang.
No, but, it's okay. We're not better. It is. No, I've been impressed with that. That relative little test. Everyone's going to write into me and go, because the thing is, I'm going to crush the audio even further when I post the show, which isn't going to help. But that little test there, the separation there for me, I was noticeable. Definitely. It was impressive.
Yeah, it feels like it should be a bigger speaker than it is because of the sound that it puts out.
Mm, definitely. £99 in the UK, $99 in the US, because Apple still haven't corrected the exchange rate. Bastards. Yep. Patrice, what have you got for a skill?
I'm going to go with a tool that I have literally used for many, 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 many years, and there's a new update. It's Hazel by Noodlesoft. If you don't know what it is, it's like a little, I don't know what to call it, like it's a little helper that is in your Mac and Mac OS and helps you like reorganize your hard drive. So like things like what I use it for example, is like all the screenshots that I take are automatically at first put in like into like a folder with like called old screenshots and then eventually discarded. Like if I don't need them anymore because I just took them.
I take loads of screenshots. Email, that'd be useful.
Just delete them. Or I use it like when I scan in a document or even if I upload like, for example, my like OneDrive on my iPhone uploads all photos in full quality. Hazel on the Mac takes care of organizing them into folders and stuff like that. Or even for documents, I do the same thing. Like it can even, like you can go in and say, okay, if a PDF has, I don't know, this, like it's from Amazon, say, and it has the word Amazon in it, or it's from, and it has like, I don't know, a price or something, then put it in a Amazon, Amazon invoice folder, stuff like that. It is super handy. It also cleans up like your trash folder and so on. Like it does some other stuff. They have a new version. If you have Hazel already, you will have to pay for it. It's a paid upgrade, but the upgrade is $20 one time. So that's it. The biggest for me change is it's not in system preferences anymore. It's now a full app, like a proper app, which I always found weird anyway that it was in system preferences. They've switched that now. I'm guessing also for like performance reason and like Big Sur reasons. Like there's probably some limitations that the system preferences had that the app doesn't.
Yeah.
Great app.
Yeah, anyway, resounding agreement in the chat room. They're saying Hazel is excellent. Love, yeah. Hazel, great app.
Good. You've just cost me £40.
Yeah, $42 I don't know what it is.
It's well worth it. This is an expensive show.
There's a family pack. I should mention that. There's a family pack with $65 for 5 licenses, so you can install it everywhere.
If it's any consolation, Callum, Rob, GB Redneck in the Slack instance, he hated the original AirPods. And said, I'm never going to upgrade. And he upgraded to the AirPod Pros, and he said they are mind-blowingly good in comparison. So
you're not helping,
are you? You're not wasting. You know, I'm just letting you know you're not wasting your money, mate. It's money well spent.
You're not. AirPods Pro rock.
No, I had a pair in for repair. It had a crackly audio issue, and there were probably still some of the best I've ever tried with crackly audio. So.
Before you washed the ear things and go,
I couldn't actually fix them. It was an electronic issue, but there was still some of the best earphones I've ever tried, and they were broken.
Even broken, they were better.
They were better than anything else I've tried broken. Yeah, so
Apple was replacing those too.
Mm-hmm.
Super, Chuck. What have you got for us, buddy?
Well, first of all, I want to mention to Callum, since we're into this, that the Tesla's drive, really nice, Callum.
I haven't passed my test yet, so I'm safe with that one for now.
Yeah. Just a thought. Just a thought.
And I've just bought a car last month actually as well, so I'm really am safe. I'm not. No.
You can't drive, and you've just bought a car.
Yeah, I'm learning to drive in the car. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Cool. Well done, mate. Yeah.
My pick is 1Password.
Didn't you do this last week?
What?
Didn't you pick this last week?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
you weren't here.
I didn't because I'm picking this one because of the new update for 1Password. It's Big Sur now will let you unlock your passwords with your Apple Watch. And so, on top of everything else that this great piece of software does to help keep you safe and secure, now instead of having to reach up there and type your password, or even reach up and type or put your finger on the Touch ID, now you can just double-click your watch and it will unlock the password. And I think this is just such a cool little addition to an already great program.
Yeah.
So if you're not using 1Password, you really should look at it. And if you're using Big Sur, you need to download the update because it implements this nice new feature.
Excellent, mate.
Absolutely. Like I've had the beta for a while, so I'd actually look up and say, oh, this was in the release version. I've used it every day, multiple times a day for a couple of months, and it is amazing. Like I barely need Touch ID anymore because of it.
Yeah. No. Good. Dave G, what have you got, mate, for it?
I have this little app called Short Menu. It's a great little app that allows you to get all access to all the short URL features out there using like programs like Bitly, Rebrandly, Google, Hive. And it's a neat little app. And even when you copy and paste things like from Apple's website, it uses Apple's short URL, and Amazon creates them as well. Real quick, real easy. You can create some commands like I do a command one to copy it in, and I just paste it wherever I need to go on all these. And it's also available for iOS as well as Mac OS. They sell it in the Mac App Store as well as direct for $5.99. But if you're a SetApp customer, it is included in SetApp. So it is.
I was just sitting thinking, holy shit, are we going to have an entire show without a SetApp?
Nope. Nope. You got a SetApp here. It's a great little app. I'm very impressed with it. And I copy and paste URLs all the time. And, you know, those really long ones are ridiculous. And
yeah,
having a shortened one is a great thing. And it even has some of the built-in ones that it does with its own service as well. Let me see it. Like j.mp and own and hive and is.gd. There's a lot of them. And tinyurl, it works as well. And actually it has its own shrtm.nu. And so you can choose any of those, or you also can customize too. If you have customized services you use, I think it works really well too. So simple little app, and I highly recommend it.
Do you know, I would put my house on the fact that we haven't had a show this year where SetApp hasn't been mentioned. I would actually put good money on that. I reckon we have. Every show there's been a SetApp app picked.
Makes it worth it.
That's
worth
just got to, if you're not on SetApp.
Great new app on SetApp.
Like, oh, I mean, if you're not on SetApp, that very fact has got to say something to you. Why aren't you on SetApp, you frigging idiot? Just saying. 280 apps or something like that for $9 a month. If we get the conversion rate sorted properly, then it's even cheaper for us in the UK. Aye. Callum, what have you got for us, dude?
You definitely won't get through a full show without SetApp, because I've picked one as well. It's one I actually picked as a cool thing a long time ago, actually the last time I came into the studio with you, and it's called Bartender, and it's one that I've used on my Mac absolutely constantly. It's a great app, and hold on, let me find it. And it's just been updated for Big Sur. I wanted to mention it in particular as well, because the beta that's out for it, for Bartender 4, is actually unlimited as a free trial. So if you're unsure and you don't have SetApp, try it. But basically, it just tidies up your menu bar at the top. So say if you've got loads and loads of apps running in the background, you can have that loaded. And for example, I've got literally three apps running on my menu bar at the top. I press a button and then it brings everything else out for me to see. You can even set it up so say if there's a notification happens and you get a WhatsApp, The WhatsApp button will appear for 10 seconds, so you can press it and WhatsApp will pop up. It's just a really neat app, and one that I would highly recommend to every Mac user out there, because it's just great.
Good. No,
it's really, really good.
We love Feta.
Hey, Cal, there's a new feature in version 4 that I think you really like. Just roll your cursor up into a blank space in the menu bar, and all of your hidden menu bar items pop up.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And also as well with that, I use my MacBook on two monitors, and the way it works with that is really, really neat as well. It was a little bit clunky previously, but now it's just really, really good. And it's in setup, and it's a free trial as well, so there's no reason not to.
Absolutely, mate. Too much. My cool thing, and this is going to shock a few of you, but it's definitely earned it now. Star Trek Discovery.
No.
What?
No. No way.
Now, the reason that they're all laughing is because season one and season two were a bag of shit, and they really are an utter bag of shit. They are the worst Star Trek. Well, a few episodes of Picard's really hit the low lines as well, but Star Trek Discovery 1 and 2 were absolute crap. This series, they've got it absolutely right. There's still issues, and it's not perfect, but it's just following the loved and award-winning format far closer. There are weekly episodes with a beginning, a middle, and an end, and a resolution to them. And then there is a whole storyline that follows through on the entire series as well, as which I can live with. I don't like big story arcs, but I can live with the way that they're doing it at the moment. And the individual episodes where there is a set story that follows through, I think is an absolute winner. I think they've got it. It's not perfect, but they've got it way, way better. And it is very, very worth a watch. If you watch 1 and 2, and I was speaking to Rob Lines earlier in the day, and he said it was crap, we're just never going to watch it again. I said, I've got to say to you, mate, go back and look at 3, because 1 and 2, not good, but 3 is absolutely excellent. And last week I thought to myself, maybe I was a bit unfair. Now I've watched 3 and actually quite like it, and I've got some history of the characters and stuff. What if I go back to season 2 and watch one of those? Yeah, and I did, and it was still bollocks. It was still utter shite. So I would suggest, right, that if you can just, like, get the go to season 3, episode 1, and look at the recap, because you'll get a fair old bit from that, and then just, once you've worked out the spore drive bit, you can watch 3 in isolation. Do that and save your brain, because it's just not worth watching season 1 and season 2. But season 3, total winner for me. They've got it. They've got to keep that going now. If they keep that going, I'm hooked.
You know when you see those adverts and it's like 50% off with like an asterisk? That's what that cool thing was. It was like Star Trek Discovery, but it's still really shit.
No, it's not really shit. It's good.
It's like the first two.
It's good.
No, don't bother. But 3, yeah, go for it. It's really good.
No, it's good, but it's not great. 3's still not a great season, but
it was like that menacing
way,
asterisk.
Way better, and it's very, very watchable, and I'm actually really quite enjoying it, is what I'm saying. It might go crap again. But, you know, they've definitely listened to, because I did say all along, it's got to be episodic. You've got to have a beginning, middle, and end of each episode, and then an overarching story. And they've done that, and I'm glad they've listened to me.
And I do agree with you. It has got very good as well.
It's got much, much better. Yeah,
me too.
I'm guessing you haven't watched yesterday's episode yet.
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Oh, I haven't watched this week.
I thought it was the weakest one so far.
I might agree with that. But
I thought it was the weakest one so far, too.
I might agree with
that
statement.
I enjoyed it, but not as much.
Definitely. I love the nod to The Running Man. Was it The Running Man? Yeah, The Running Man, Arnold.
I enjoyed the Easter egg of a Next Generation phaser showing up.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. The self-seeing extemples from Deep Space Nine.
There's some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's not horrible. Yesterday's was probably the weaker ones, but actually it's been good. I've really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. There you go. Magic Man's put, who's that man? What's happened to Ewan? Thanks, mate. Where can we get a hold of you, Doc?
As soon as I tell you about my Aperture B7C that I finally got it working.
What's your cool thing, Doc?
So this is an Aperture B7C. It's made by the Aperture company that makes all myriad sorts of really cool lights, like this one I showed off a while back. All What's right. dope about this one is it's a A19 light bulb. You can just screw into a regular socket to charge. You can use it as a lamp, and it's addressable, like, you know, a Philips Hue or whatever. But imagine a Philips Hue that is battery operated and you take onto a job, and these are made for video, so you won't get weird, you know, cyclical effects when your, you know, shutter speed or whatever is in the wrong position, whatever. This one has been set up for video. It has all 16.7 million colors. It does have a little fan in there that comes on if it gets too hot, but it's really quiet. It's not like what you would think. It's mostly passive. And yeah, it's really cool. And so the thing that's really awesome about this is when you put it into its app that it comes with, like I can make these two do the exact same thing. I can make them connect each other. I can build little groups. So if you're trying to create a scene as a filmmaker, of course, you don't have the actual cops. So you can put them and make them look like a cop car drove by setting like four in the hallway and have them go on, rotate whatever color cop car lights match your district because they have several, and then have it go blink, 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 then blink, 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 then down the chain. And it looks like the car drove by, but it didn't actually drive by. Mm. You know what I mean? Like it's all of the cool stuff that you can do with this is 100% remote controlled. And it's quite incredible. I literally bought this as a practical light, the stick back there, so that my scene looks better. But I'll probably end up taking it out when I'm doing shoots because there's things you can do, like have your talent hold it and get a nice little soft glow of a different color or a pop of color when you're doing your photos or your videos as well. So I just think it's a pretty awesome device. I'll probably buy like four more. For the pro shooters like Ewan, you can actually buy an 8-pack in a case. In the Pelican case, charges them when they're in there. When you take them out to the scene and you use them as practical lights in the scene, it's there. The last thing, same as this one, it has paparazzi, cop car, fireworks, flickering TV, faulty light bulb. So there's all kind of already built-in special effects for filmmakers that's built into the device. So Aperture B7C, $70.
I made a film with Bryony and Ellis. Ellis got a Scalectrics for Christmas, and we put GoPros on the cars and drove them around the track. And then we got the two kids out in the car pretending to steer. And I went out with a torch, and all I was doing was whipping the torch outside so it got reflection off the window. And as it was going past, whipping the torch past. And Sharon's like, that looks really effective. I'm like, it's just lights, mate. That's exactly what it's for. And the reason that you're doing that, Doc, and setting three of those up, that's going to cost you $240, right, for those three lights to make it feel like the cop car's moving along. All you've got to do is have a child, and it costs you nothing. You just buy one light and say, right, run, you little bugger.
Yeah, but you know how expensive that child is from 0 to 21? I don't have any kids, so people are like, how do you buy all this equipment?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Why do you have a Beamer? Yeah, and why do you travel around the world? Because I kept my thing wrapped up, and I don't pay for kids.
No, but I don't. Dude, do you know the last time I actually got a beer for myself out of the fridge? You're not seeing the positive here, man.
Oh, my God.
That's great. I'm gonna tell Ellis. He's old enough. I'm gonna email him.
No, don't do that.
I'm just gonna tell you something about your dad.
No, well, he knows. He's the one that gets the beer.
Yeah, wait till your beer start disappearing next year.
The people you really want to tell if you want it to be a threat is the social services people. That's where the real threat is, man. Where can people get a hold of you, Doc?
Anyway, all over the internet's at DOCROCK, and primarily on my YouTube, teaching creators how to expand, grow, create their YouTube channels, get the live stream on, especially for businesses trying to stay relevant in this current climate.
Excellent, mate. Where would you be, Jeff?
Jay Gamut on Twitter and Instagram, The Big Show, The Mac Show. I just did Apple Context Machine with Brian Chaffin, and we talked about HomePod Mini, and just did Mac Voices gift guide special with Chuck, which I have no idea if that's actually out yet, but Chuck might know. And anyhow, I get around.
I just look. So there's two grumpy old men in the chat room, right? Bob Beach and Muller. And they hated Discovery as well. And that's fine because I really loathed it. I thought it was awful. I was very vociferous, probably more than them. And yet I'm saying, actually, this series is pretty good. And they're going, la, 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 la. And Bob's typing, I'm not watching it. Bugger off. I don't get that. If the one that was the biggest negative is saying it's worth a watch, Patrice, where would you be? Oh, Patrice is frozen.
We'll be here on the big show. I'm frozen.
No, you're back now.
Okay, I don't know what happened. Okay, yeah, every week here on the Big Show and on the Meg Show, all the social media links and everything I do on thepatrice.com, and yeah, bootyflashback.com is my podcast. If you want to be on it, then reach out to me. We'll set something up.
Okay. Chuck, where would you be?
MacVoices.com is where you can find everything I do, and Twitter and Facebook is at Chuck Joyner.
And we've got a very special episode of your holiday pick things coming up, haven't we?
Yeah, well, there are a number of them. I do multiple panels, and Jeff is on one, but it's not out yet.
I'm surprised Jeff's not all of them. I'm surprised Jeff's not on all of them, mate. He's on everything else.
Well, yeah. Chuck is a glutton for punishment, just not that much punishment.
No, absolutely.
I try to take a little bit at a time.
Cool. Mr. Ginsburg?
Hey, find me on In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. I just did a review with my co-host Warren on the iPhone 12 Pro Max. Want to take a listen to that last episode. I was on a gift guide with my on back Mac Voices, and it is out. It just came out with Kelly Gamont and Brett Terpstra, and take a look at that. And I'm also on Mac Voices Live every Tuesday night on Facebook with Chuck and all of our great friends, as well as here on the Mac Show. And Dave G65 is my Twitter.
Excellent. And Cal, where would you be, mate?
Yeah, so you can get us and everything we do at imnmax.com, all of the socials at imnmax. I'm in the Slack room, I'm on the Mac Show every week, and I'm at O'Hara Callum on Twitter. If you've got any questions, you can reach out to us.
Yeah, that's the cool thing, actually. If you've got any general questions and, oh, how do I, then Callum's well up for answering those, so do get a question into them. That's really cool.
I did help a Jeff this week, so yeah.
A Jeff, not this Jeff, a Jeff.
Well, there's only the one Jeff, it's Jeff, so I helped Jeff.
Well, that would be the Jeff.
The Jeff, not a Jeff.
I technically works too if there's only one. I'm going to stand by it.
Stop digging, dude. Stop digging.
Fair enough. And Cal, thanks again, because I was ready to drop some money on a new camera lens cover for my iPhone 10 since it broke. And I wasn't sure if I should. And well, my repair kit shows up tomorrow.
Oh, this is
good luck.
That'll be the cool thing next week, then. That's the cool thing covered for next week for Jeff.
Just don't put any Lego bricks next to it.
Oh, yeah. I want a pack shot of the repair kit with a Lego figure next to it. That would be perfect. I like that. Well done,
Cal. I can make this happen.
Yeah, no, I know you can. You got no end to Lego figures.
You have no idea.
I had a lack of friends joke on my mind then. I thought, no, I'll step away from that.
I have so many friends. They're all about this tall, and
And they're very yellow from all the alcohol they drink.
And they're all brought and paid for.
My name's Ewan Rankin. You can find me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the network at British Tech. Don't forget the Daily Show, the news show, every single day with Kyle. You get it on your feeds. It pops down because Kyle's in the Philippines. So America goes to sleep. All the tech news is available. Kyle makes the show and drops it on your feeds at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's perfect for the commute. If you'd like to donate as well, we pay Kyle to do that. We rely on the funds that come in from you guys to pay him to do it. I take nothing out of that. No one else takes anything out. It just pays for Kyle to do that show. So go to the webpage and look at Supporting British Tech, and there is a PayPal that you can donate $5, $10, or $20 a month into to keep the network going. So that would be great if you could, please. Have a great weekend and enjoy yourselves. We'll be back next Thursday for the big show at 7 p.m. and then Friday for the Mac Show at 4 p.m. as normal. Should be great. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.